Okay. Shemen Vav. Siman Resh Tetzva in Vav. Shemen Shebisimo. Oil that you perfumed. Kemo Shemen Amishcha. Like the Shemen Amishcha. Im Ba'aseh Besamim. If you spiced it up with Aseh Besamim. Mevarech Bore Aseh Besamim. Ve'im Be'ezbe Besamim. If it's with grasses. Mevarech Bore Ezbe Besamim. Ve'im Ayu Bo Etzim. It should be Va'asabim. Right, if you had, right, you had wood and asabim, mevarech bore mine besamim, ve'im segeno sineno. But if you, let's say you strained it, and you take everything out, yesh omrim. Some say shemevarech bore shemen arev. You make a beracha who created good smelling oil. Because even though there's no actual besamim in there, because it took the smell from the, what's it called, it's good. Yeah. Ve'yesh omri, and some say, she'enu mevarech alav klal, that you don't make any beracha. Dehave reyach, she'enu ikar. It has no essence. It doesn't, the mamashut is not there. Now, where do you find this concept of reyach she'enu ikar? We say that if you put, where is it? We say that if you let's say you have a handkerchief that you held besamim in, and then you take the handkerchief out, and there's no besamim on it, even though it smells like the besamim, that's called reach she'en lo ikar. So they want to say the same thing by this, what's it called, by this oil. Once I took out, I filtered out the, right. So now it's considered Reach She'en Lo Ikar. That's the question, right? V'yesh Omri, right? She'enu Mevarech Alav Kelal. Tave Reach She'en Lo Ikar. V'kivan She'safeku, since it's a safek, Nachon Lizaher Milariach Bo. It's proper to be careful not to smell it, because it's a safek. Should you make a beracha? You should make a beracha. If you hold, you need to make a beracha, and you don't make it, you nehenem in olam hazeh v'lo beracha. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shemen shebesimo, retzano lomar, shenatam bo besamim, he put in spices, kedei sheyariach hashemen, so the shemen will have a good smell. Hu adin mayim ushar mashkim, the same thing would be with water, or alcohol or other things, shenatan bahema besamim, that you put the besamim in, kemo shemen amishcha, ena kavana, he doesn't mean, sha'asa'o b'shi'ur u'bemida kemo shemen amishcha. Don't think he took the recipe from the Torah, and he created shemen amishcha. Tezeh asur, that's asur, chayav karet, ela, no, chayav karet, put on, ela humar elanu, he's just telling us, Shederech levasem shemen bebesamim. It's normal to infuse oil with besamim. Kemo shematzino beshemen amishcha. Like we found by the shemen amishcha, shehayu mevasemim oto, that they infused it with besamim. So again, it takes on, the shemen takes on the smell of whatever besamim is infusing it. If it's etz, etz. It's be, it's be. If it's both, mine. Etzim u'besamim, retzono lomar ben esbe besamim u'ben mine besamim ve'im sineno, and if they strained it, pirush the kol zemayvi b'shenishar al kol panim me'at mini karabosim letocho. If there's some of the main besamim, the original besamim inside, lefikach mevarchin birkat otomin. You can make the beracha of the mean that was put in there. Avalim sinenu, if you strained it, some say, bore shemen arev. Kemo be'afar semon. Right now, look downstairs in Kafei. Velo spira lei tur. Velo spira lei le de'azu. This opinion doesn't hold. Hatam de katbinan le'el, le'gabe afar semon. That because it's from Eretz Yisrael and so on. Ela, de'lehachi mevarech bore shemen arev. The reason why you make shemen arev, lefish embo besamim be'ayin. It doesn't have any actual besamim. So now it's just good smelling oil. Vuadin hacha. Ulefize lekaura tachlok zota de'a gam al saifei. It's arguing on saifei. Ubeemet a mechaber sham satam ledina. But then Maran didn't quote an opinion that you don't say on shemen zayit sheketesho o techano. Over there also, why are you going to say noten reyachtov aperot? Hare, if you didn't put anything in it, you should make a borei shemen arev.
What,
on the oil that you ground it and you caused it to smell good? No. Shemen sherekechot. You just blended it. Shuv iyanti bechintushe ara'a. ומצאתי שם שתי דעות שהובאו בטור. I found the two opinions brought in טור. מצאתי שכתב שם, תלאחי בשמן הפרסמו מברך שמן ערב. משום דאפילו בפירות, generally, אין משקה, by fruits, אין משקה היוצא מהם כמותם. By fruits, usually the shemen that comes out is not like them. כל שכם בעץ by a wood. ולאחי לא נוכל לברך עליו בורי עצה בסמים. Because it's just an extract. It's the oil coming out, so that's why really you can make bore priyaetz. So really you can make bore atzeh besamim. So it's not arguing on seifei. Adayin tzarich yun ala mechabed satam l'inyan meverid. The mevarachim bore atzeh besamim. Hare, according to that, it doesn't have from the verid in it. Right? Elahem ken. Udefi devre ara'a. Now what comes out of something, you can't make the beracha. Lo nukal avarech, borei atzeh besamim, elam kemun achsham ketzamin averadim be'atzman, ve'tzarich iyun.
What, on the one that has the essence with it?
What?
On like the flower?
Yeah, the mevarad.
The mevarad, mevarad, mevarad. No.
But they don't think it's real, that's why.
But it is
real. It's real according to Marana Chibi Atse. Let's see.
You know the bottle one?
Now.
You know,
continue.
The bottle one, the bottle.
But some say that when you put the samim into oil and it absorbs the taste and then you strain it out, you don't make any beracha. It's a weak smell. And you don't make a beracha. When you're smelling kelim that already got some besamim in them. Nachon lizaher. You shouldn't smell it. Kedei shelo yachnis atzmo b'sfek beracha. You shouldn't get involved in a safek beracha. Meaning, maybe it's beracha l'batala. And if you smell it without it, maybe you nehenem min ha'olam hazeh v'lo beracha. V'haynu kesheen lo ela bosem zeh. That's when you only have this bosem. Aval kesheyesh lo besamim acherim, if he has other besamim, mevarech alehem, make the beracha on the other besamim, atzeh. Or mine, or isbe, he yotzei gam al ze, and you'll be yotzei on this too. Ve'ayem ba'acharonim shemaski. Acharonim come to the conclusion. Demi, the bach, nachlatzvi, el yirah b'chaya adam. Demi she'en rotze lachmir al atzmo. If you don't want to be machmir, mutalo lechatchila, lehariach. You could smell it. Ulevarech, bore mine besamim. Right? Nikar adin is to make the beracha. Elamai, you want to be machmir, be machmir, not to do it. But if you want to smell it, you got to make a beracha. That's according to the acharonim. Ve'tzarich li. No, because mikaradin alacha doesn't need the beracha. That's what he said. There is no beracha. The question is what? Mine could be atze, could be that, but the kol panim make a beracha. Not make a beracha. He says in number two uldidan en levarech neged da amaran. And therefore, Nachon Shelo, Maran is Choshesh V'Savek Berachot. We always Choshesh V'Savek Berachot.
It might not even be a
Mineh. Right. V'Tzarich Li Zahir, Shebiyom HaKippurim, לוקחים מנש ספירטוס המריחים להריח בהם. They take some alcohol to have a good smell. ואין המברכים כלל, אני לא מקבל ברכה. ויותר מזה, even worse, ששופכים על בגד פשטן, they put it on a handkerchief, שיריח בו so they could smell it. וזה אסור, that's אסור מלאכה. אתם מולידים ריח בבגד, זה ניסוד רבנן. ואותם שפירטוס, שפירטוס שקוראים שלק וסר, אין לברך על זה כלל, שאין מריח כלל, doesn't have a smell. I don't know how much שלק וסר is. מבוסם, yeah, but it's not perfume. Perfume usually smells. So, Shlak is the thing they put on the sukkah.
Oh, look at
it. Yeah. That's what a shlak is.
I know, but you don't know.
The water that comes off the shlak. So he has over here. כתב האור לציון. על מי בוסם הנתונים בבקבוק, perfume in a bottle, יברך בורא בני בסמים. הוא ביאר שמי בוסם יש להם עיקר. הוא מברך עליהם אף על פי שמעורב בהם מים. So meaning, so even though they took some oils, essence oils of whatever scents they want, and then they mix it with alcohol and they put it in a bottle, right? Umevarech alehem, even though there's water mixing. The afim ame bosem naasu al yedei shebishel etatzeh hareach b'mayim ve'aitzim natnu reach b'mayim. If you cook the wood in water and it gave taste. גם כן מברך בורא עצי בסמים. Because we all טעם כעיקר מן התורה. And over here that got the smell, it's considered the עיקר. מכל מקום, since you don't know what they made the בסמים from, and there's a lot of different things in it, you make on perfume, on cologne, בורא מן הבסמים. But if you know that it was only wood, right, then you would make עצי. מסקיז מיני. ואף שחלק ממי הבוסם, היה עיקרם ריח רע. Even if some of the water things came from something that was bad, and through processing it became good, you would still make a beracha. And if you put it on your hand, the perfume, if the bisamim is on your hand, it's still wet, you can make a beracha. But if it already dried up, and there's nothing left, that's considered ריח שאין לו עיקר, and you don't make a beracha.
Wet, even if it's not.
Smelling it from the
bottle.
It's okay.
It's wet. You could get it on your finger. It doesn't have to be bunched. It has to be wet. It has to be still there. Yeah, it just has to be that it's still there. Katab or Letzion. Another question. What about synthetic perfumes? No natural ingredients. No, cheap stuff is synthetic. Right? בוסם שנעשה מחומרים קימים. He says, you should make בורא מן הבשמים. חזון עובדיה ברכות. ריח טוב של בוסם המיוצר בזמננו מחומר סינתטי שאין בעצמותו ריח טוב. It itself doesn't have a good smell. מכל מקום יש לברך עליו מן הבשמים. Says it's not less than מוסק מברכים עליו ברכת הבשמים. Right? And Rashi says it comes from ראי של חיה. Comes from his sweat. Didn't start off smelling good. It developed a good smell. Right? Af ha-bosem hazeh, kivan she'asui l'reyach, v'nehenim merecho, you can make mineh besamim. And even though in Shmirat Shabbat kilcheta, they quoted Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's something else. Temeh bosem she'na'asal yedeh hafrada chimit. Maybe you shouldn't make birkat ha-reyach. And maybe it's not like Shemen Vered. And also they quoted from Rav Eliashiv, that you shouldn't make a beracha on nebosim and nekra perfume. She itachen shurak ze abe alma. Lema'aseh nireh en lachush klal ledivrehem. V'yesh levarech al nebosim berka bore mine besamim. V'lo ikhpal lanu al ikara bosim min habosim me'ayin bau. If it's something that's you normally make reyach or not, like the Rambam says, if you take shemen zayit that doesn't have a good smell, and you grind it, and you make it, and now shemen zayit, which smells like shemen zayit, now it smells like perfume, make beracha. So you took chemicals, you took petroleum, it's like shemen zayit. I don't know what you did to it. You mixed a little bit of this and some of that, and now it smells good. So what's the problem? It's not like not worse than shemen zayit. A strong argument. Right? That's what Chaim Ovadia says. However, and he changed his mind from when he wrote Chazon Ovadia Yamim Noraim not to make a beracha. V'chein kata b'sefer berkat Hashem. However, Chaim David in Halacha Berura wrote at length that you can't make a beracha on synthetic perfume unless it has real essences. And even if you have a safek, don't make a beracha. He says you can't prove it from the musk. Maybe musk has a good smell in itself. Okay, I don't know where you guys are from. And then he quoted Chaim Ovadia. He says maybe shemen shekitesho, because so the smell was in there. It was. I don't hear these chilukim. I agree with Chaim Ovadia that you can make a beracha, but Chaim David says you can't. Chaim Nisyon, Chaim Ovadia say yes. Chaim David says no.
Okay, what do we do?
I'll say what you want. I would rely on Chaim Ovadia. I think you can make it on perfume.
What about the scented candle?
It's another story. We'll get there. Okay.
About hand cream,
like, hand cream is not.
They have perfume.
Yeah, that's not made for the good. That's. I don't. We'll get to those things. We'll get to that. Okay. We'll leave it over here today. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amin.